Overcoming obstacles involves strategies for overcoming the challenges to your time management. But it is about more than that. It is about passion and motivation. For passion is a key part of God's power that gets you through the obstacles. It is hard to press through challenges when you are not motivated. On the other hand, being motivated and passionate not only gives you energy to do more than you otherwise could, but also yields fresh insight for overcoming future obstacles. Overcoming obstacles also involves being equipped with the specific tools for addressing problems that get you stuck, such as overflowing email, distractions and interruptions, procrastination, and lack of motivation. Personal effectiveness enables you to get unstuck because it addresses the three chief issues that get you stuck, thereby enabling you to 1. Learn what God wants you to do through the skill of personal leadership. 2. Learn how to make those things happen through the skill of personal management. 3. Keep going through obstacles. By learning the discipline of personal effectiveness, you will be more able to get unstuck when you need to. You will have the vision to know where you are going, the discipline to know how to get there and do it, and the passion and know-how to overcome the challenges along the way. Behind personal effectiveness, biblical truth, and correct principles. We can consider biblical truth as a component of personal effectiveness, but technically speaking, it is distinct because it goes behind personal effectiveness and enables it. Personal leadership isn't about just going anywhere we want. It's about going in the right direction and doing it in the right way, in line with God's commands and principles, and for the right reasons, out of love for God and others. The foundations show us the principles and truths of God's Word, which should in turn govern the development of our vision and how we spend our time. Most time management approaches focus only on strategies and tactics. They do not seek to ground those strategies and tactics, or even vision, in the most fundamental and ultimate reality of all, God's truth. But if we are to truly be unstuck, that's what we must do. Therefore, in the chapters that follow, we will start with God's truth. Related disciplines, the effectiveness triad. Personal effectiveness also relates to two other core disciplines for getting things done: management and leadership. Management. Management is about helping people unleash their potential. It focuses on the individual. It involves planning, staffing, coordinating, and so forth, with the aim of speeding up the interaction between a person's talents and the organization's goals. As renowned leadership expert John Cotter has put it, management is about coping with complexity, bringing order to things. Leadership. Leadership, on the other hand, is about coping with change. It is not about bringing order, but rather about casting a vision that changes things. It is about rallying people to a better future, as business consultant and speaker Marcus Buckingham has said so well. Note the term rally. A leader does not use control or push people, but instead rallies people, motivates them to harness their resources to work together willingly and joyfully to bring about an envisioned future.